Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Dan Borowski.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you? Well, I was doing fantastic until I sat in horrible traffic this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, that was terrible.
I know we've been talking about this big accident on I-76 this morning. Yeah. We have a lot to talk about.
Hey, I don't mean to cut you off, but there's
don't
a 30-second cut from the Breakfast Club that actually ties into that final cut that you had from Mikey Sherrill there. And just while we're on the topic of the Jack Ciarelli debate with Mikey, I just figured you might want to slip this in as more context to the insider trading allegations that were just levied there by Jack.
So when Newsmax claims that you made $7 million from stock trades, what are they talking about?
Newsmax is, first of all, a very questionable organization that is paying multiple fines. I'm not sure what they're talking about.
Well, did you make $7 million in stock trades at all?
Got to give them credit.
I don't believe I did, but I'd have to go see what that was alluding to again, what kind of came from.
Ooh, not exactly a denial there. What did she say? I'm not sure. I mean, if you made, let's say, Dan Borowski, if your beautiful wife, I have to go to Dan.
I know, that's why I brought this up.
If your beautiful wife, let's say Maisie, if she made $7 million in stock trades, would you know it? Would you be, you know, conclusive with that?
Yeah.
Would you celebrate? You probably like celebrate your wife, give her a, I don't know, massage or something.
She's very pregnant. Excited. We had $7 million.
Right?
Yeah, I don't think that would be a,
you probably know that information. Yeah. So maybe if, you know, we should all have the sites, like, you know, there are sites that follow and track Nancy Pelosi and her husband. It's her husband, not Nancy. But these individuals suddenly have become geniuses as far as how to trade, what to trade, when to trade. And so this was a very bad look for her. When was she on with Charlamagne Tha God?
This was a while ago.
A little bit ago. So it's not just Newsmax, right? It's you know, it's people who maybe lean left or what are friendly to Democrats. Remember, Charlamagne also got Kamala to go on there, and he has a huge iHeart, you know, podcast show, etc. But this is a place where Dems go, and it's a friendly spot. But he does ask relevant questions. So it's not just Jack Ciarelli claiming it, a Republican opponent running for governor. And it's not just Newsmax, by the way.
No.
Okay,
and
so
I mean, I have more on this. You want more?
A little more.
Yeah.
No,
it's not audio. This is actually, he mentioned. He mentioned that the New York Times reported this. So I pulled up the New York Times report to get more details here. Mikey Sherrill, representative of Democrat in New Jersey. This comes from a insider stock trading report. 97 members of Congress reported trades in companies influenced by their companies. And let me go back to Mikey here. Michelle reported both buying and selling shares of several defense contractors while she was a member of the House Armed Services Committee. She also sold shares of Alphabet and Meta in 2019 while she was the chairwoman of the Oversight Subcommittee of the Science, Space, and Technology Committee, which has held hearings about online disinformation. Ms. Cheryl and her husband sold off their individual stocks in February 2020. Ms. Cheryl Wow, that was real bad on my part. Was late to report sales of shares in the investment bank UBS, where her husband was employed. The delay was previously reported by Insider. A spokesperson said that Ms. Cheryl proactively addressed the late filing when she discovered it, and that Ms. Cheryl began selling off individual stocks when she first joined Congress. She has since co-sponsored a bill that would ban trading by members of Congress, the spokesperson duly noted.
By members of Congress. And that's the caveat, right? That's the little, the detail, the devil lies in the details, because she's saying by members of Congress, that leaves that loophole that we've heard so much about on both sides of the aisle. It has been said, but we've talked a lot about Nancy Pelosi and her husband, Paul, who seems to be a genius when it comes to these types of trading deals. It's not illegal. And that's the point here. That Congresswoman Cheryl could have said, well, I did nothing illegal, but that's still, I don't hear a denial that they did it. So they're taking advantage of that insider, allegedly taking advantage of that insider trading with the loophole. So how do you feel about that as far as the rising costs? Who's the better candidate? I mean, can Jack Cittarelli gain passion, excitement, anger? I think that's his only chance here. But if you look at the polls, depending on which poll you look at, the polls are tightening in Jack Cittarelli's favor. But will it be enough? That's the real question here. And kudos, though, to both of them participating in this debate. I would say for ABC News, hopefully she'll get a better fitting suit. I'm just saying.
It's really bad.
Because women.
It doesn't matter, because I'm going to make sure.
Yeah. Look at that shot. Here's the women are held usually to a higher standard, although I will say, Nick, everybody ribbed the poor guy. He looked good in that tux.
Yeah, he deserved it. I mean, the guy wears sandals to promo shots.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean.
So the spandex tux or her, whatever that outfit was.
I can zoom in if you want.
Which was bad.
Is that too invasive?
If you zoom in, do you see the camel toe? I mean, that's.
Oh, Dawn.
That's like a fashion faux pas. I'm serious, though. You know, women are. I'm telling you, when you're a female in the public eye, don't zoom in to see that. The CT alert. Come on. Let me tell you, at Fox locally, we always, as a professional courtesy with women, if you had CT or THOs, we always would give each other the alert. It's because you're held to a higher standard. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. So I'm being a compassionate female. You know, I've been there, done that. It's, you gotta just get a better fitting suit. See, look at Jack.
Wait,
look at Jack with the very tailored suit.
Yeah. YouTube.com/@1200.
Look at hers.
Yeah.
That's, and the shoes are just awful. The shoes with it, it's just terrible. It's a horrible look. So you need a better fitted suit. I'm serious. This stuff matters.
There's the shoes.
If I were, you know, look at. What are those shoes? They're like golfing shoes. Like, what the heck? Horrible. Just awful. Ugh. Fashion faux pas. Let's just be real. Get a better fitting suit for the ABC debate. I'm just trying to help a girlfriend there. Not that she's a girlfriend or a friend, but I'm always trying to. We're trying to be helpful here. It's news that certain people can use.
Oh, man.
855-839-1210. We'll take a quick break.
No one says she's watching out for high water.
Yeah. Exactly. So we do at 10:30. You will hear from a great mom who was there in Arizona, and we'll get to it with my breakdown of what my takeaways, if you will, from last night's and yesterday's emotional day for the tributes with Charlie Kirk. It was really a beautiful celebration of life. We'll get into all of that. Stay right there. Thanks for being here today. We really do appreciate you. Be right back. Great guest.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
That's just ahead. Mom, you want to hear from who was there personally in Arizona for just an incredible memorial service and celebration of life for Charlie Kirk. I want to get to a few updates for you with regard to that, and that is, number one, during the service, during Charlie Kirk's memorial service yesterday, we saw FBI Director Kash Patel posting an update on the investigation of Kirk's assassination, saying the FBI is, quote, pursuing every lead, and yes, acknowledging that 22-year-old Tyler Robinson arrested and charged with Kirk's murder, but Director Patel saying that the FBI is looking into, quote, the possibility of accomplices. So meticulously investigating theories and questions, including the location from where the shot was taken, possibility of accomplices and text messaging, etc. So we learned that update as well. I want to bring you to what I thought was the most incredible moment, a poignant moment yesterday that stopped everybody who was watching across America. I would imagine millions of viewers across America. We know the estimate is 200,000 people in total in Arizona, inside and outside the State Farm Stadium there, but millions across America. And we know that millions across the globe were taking part and watching this incredible emotional tribute to Charlie Kirk. Following his assassination, he was a Christian evangelist and, yes, an activist on campus. But listen to this moment, and if you're watching on YouTube, his widow, Erica Kirk, as she talks about the accused assassin who took her husband from not just us, but from her, a grieving wife and two little children.
That young man, on the cross, our Savior said, Father, forgive them, for they not know what they do. That young man, I forgive him.
As this huge crowd begins to rise, standing ovation, she's wiping away her tears. in a moment of incredible composure.
I forgive him because it was what Christ did and is what Charlie would do. The answer to hate is not hate. The answer we know from the gospel is love and always love. Love for our enemies and love for those who persecute us.
And so in that moment, in my humble opinion, and then obviously, President Trump then spoke, and at the end of Trump's speech and dedication, he brought Mrs. Kirk, Erica Kirk, back on stage, and you saw her at one point looking down and trying to still compose herself. You cannot even imagine the surreal moment. And then she kind of leaned toward the president, and he hugs her in that embrace. In this moment, I will say about Erica Kirk that we've never seen this happen. I mean, think about modern times, a grieving widow such as this, and certainly bringing forth comparisons of, former First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis in those moments, or let's say in the wake of the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. And so we've never seen a modern day assassination, a grieving widow like this, taking the helm, having a speaking role as she takes the helm of Turning Point USA. Is this a turning point in American politics as well? So we want to hear the reaction from a great mom who witnessed this in real time, can tell us about the reaction to the crowd. To me, this is a turning point that we are seeing. And we've never witnessed this in our modern day. A widow now who's not just taking our hearts in these images of a woman being silenced in those moments in her grief, but now she's taking an actual leadership role. And you see that on this level with the president of the United States of America. This is big, I think, in our nation's history, in American history. And that's what I want to talk about and get your take as well. 855-839-1210. But I see this as a truly historic American moment, and a moment for American women as well. She's not taking the back seat. She's not taking a silent seat. She's now the CEO of Turning Point USA. But there's more to it. I want to get into that. We have to take a break because you're going to love my next guest. Stay right there. This is The Dawn Show. I'm Dawn Stensland at Dawn Stensland. Be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
The lesson of Charlie's life is that you should never underestimate what one person can do with a good heart, a righteous cause, a cheerful spirit, and the will to fight, fight, fight. Have to fight. We're saving our country. And Charlie's a big factor, such a big factor. Charlie Kirk started with only an idea to change minds on college campuses, and instead he ended up with a far greater achievement, changing history. He changed history.
So it was an incredible day of events, emotional. There were points when I know I was bawling my eyes out and talking to different family and friends as we watched together. And we wanted to check in with a Pennsylvania mother who you've heard me interview before, who is as well was actually there, right there, front and center. And that is our friend Angelina Banks, Moms for America, who we talked about mom vote town halls where she has attended. But good morning, Angelina. Just wanted to, first of all, thank you for calling in and letting us know what it was like to be there during this incredible celebration of life for Charlie Kirk.
So, Dawn, thank you for having me. You know, I teared up again, especially when you played Erica and when you played the president. And, you know, pardon me for being emotional, but it was truly beautiful.
Yeah, and that one, I mean, what was, when you looked around, because I had heard people say there was not a draw. I know I was bawling my eyes out. So what was that like in that moment? Because did anybody, first of all, expect that she would say such a thing to forgive the accused assassin of, you know, who was accused of taking your husband's life like that?
So maybe we weren't expecting it, but it clearly was not a surprise. Yeah. Charlie and Erica have such a deep, strong, inspirational faith that it was definitely not a surprise. And it really touched every heart. I mean, grown men were sobbing when she did that, if we weren't already emotional enough at that point.
Yeah, it was. So, you know, as far as this goes, I know there are a lot of people, first of all, who, and I always have to, I have to backtrack here because I have to realize, you know, a lot of people did not have Charlie Kirk on their radar necessarily. Some people did not know who he was or what Turning Point USA was about. And so I think people have learned more and more about him. But for you personally to be there, what was that like, you know, as a mom, as a Christian conservative, to just to be surrounded by like-minded people praying, supporting, celebrating his life? Can you just talk about how uplifting that was for you and for others?
So it was extremely inspirational. There were hundreds of thousands of people there. I was in line at 4 o'clock in the morning, surrounded by 50,000 other people, some conservatives, some Christian, some people who had just heard about, you know, this tragic assassination and felt that they needed to be there. People as far as Canada, Florida, Texas, people drove. There was worship in the parking lot. There was worship in the stadium before the actual program began. There were 2.5-3 hours of worship music. Brandon Lake, Chris Tomlin, Carrie Job. God was definitely in the room. And every speaker, everyone from his assistant to the Secretary of State to the President of the United States brought in Charlie's faith. And so while it was a memorial, it really, really was a celebration and a testimony, a witnessing of a man who completely devoted his life to Christ. And the president said it best. He said that politics was just Charlie's on-ramp to Jesus.
You know, I have to ask you about this because I'm a subscriber to the Washington Post, and I'm considering whether or not, for example, to just write them a letter and cancel my subscription. And the reason being that they wrote this article that sounded good at the outset, prior to, this was Saturday, and they said Erica Kirk emerges as a vocal public figure redefining the role of a political widow. And I thought, okay, that's an interesting premise. They go on in the article, and it's just, to me, disingenuous the way that it's written, no surprise. But at one point, without any attribution or qualification, they declare that, in fact, Charlie Kirk had made comments that were racist. And I keep seeing that over and over. I'm offended by it. What do you make of those types of claims in coverage of either Erica Kirk or her late husband?
I take that simply as lazy journalism, plain and simple. They failed to do their actual research. They're taking sound bites, or they're politically biased, and they're trying to continually push an agenda of division. Erica is a wonderful woman. She is more than qualified to continue to execute Charlie's vision, and it's really a shame. And the advice I would give to you, whether or not to cancel your subscription, I would hit a pause there, because Charlie has issued all of us a challenge. Challenge the narrative that you disagree with. Challenge the narrative that you know is false. Speak truth. Reach out to them and just remind them of their actual responsibility as a journalist and say, this isn't appropriate. You really need to correct this. And maybe they will. Mm-hmm. But we have to keep up that mission. And I think Charlie, that one thing that was so wonderful about him is he gave us tangible ways to push the mission, to push the hope. He was hope in action. He was change in action. It wasn't an empty promise. He gave us the tools to make the positive changes in our individual lives and in the future of this country.
Yeah, you could just hear him saying it right at the Prove Me Wrong tent. You could hear him saying, really, name at least one example. Name one example of racism that ever came out of my mouth. You know, I could picture him saying it. We can hear him saying it. You're exactly right. It's well taken. You know, on the premise that Erica Kirk is redefining the role of a modern widow, I would take it one step further. And I just wanted your take on this. As she stood there, and I thought, I mean, I was in my, you know, family room, a mess. And I'm thinking, how is this woman who had to explain to her children, and famously she was quoted as telling her 1 and 3-year-old that daddy's on a work trip with Jesus, how is she so composed? You know, and then beyond that, is she redefining in many ways, just by her example, as far as the new CEO of Turning Point USA, is she redefining the women's movement? To say, you can have it all. You can be a mom, have your kids, don't put it off until you're 35, 42, like a lot of people are, and that's giving rise to fertility clinics and all of that stuff. But you can have it all as a woman. You can have your career, you can have your children, and you can redefine what is it like to be a modern day professional / mom woman in America. Do you see that as far as the women's movement taking a turn because of Erica Kirk and her example?
Definitely 100%. But I don't look at it as a you can have it all moment and redefining what that is. I look at it as a return to you can execute God's plan for you, which is essentially having it all. And it may not be what society or culture defines as it all, but she's really a woman who's committed to fulfilling God's purpose for herself. And that, again, is where she draws her strength, her composure, her grace, her poise. She's very prayerful, and she's very open about that. And even about with her relationship with Charlie, she was always committed to being his helpmate, to being his best friend, to being his complement. And there's not another person who I think would be qualified to take the reins over from Charlie. And it was interesting. So AmFest is Turning Point's annual conference. They do it every year. It's one of the most incredible things I've ever been to. And the big question last year that Charlie was asking is, you know, we reach the boys, we reach the men, the forgotten sons of the West. We have their attention and they're following us. Now, how do we reach the women? How do we reach the girls? And, you know, unfortunately, as the events that happened that led us here, this is the answer. This is how we reach those girls. Erica Kirk is a model of what a virtuous woman looks like. And everyone wants to say, you know, how did she get a husband like Charlie? Well, Erica can model that behavior, and she can teach a generation, generations of young girls what it means to be a real woman, a godly woman.
What's interesting about her as well, so somebody who looks at her and she's, you know, has this long flowing hair and is very beautiful. But when you look at her background, and if you like know her bio, and I know you do, but she played basketball since she was a little girl. And I believe she played for the NCAA just for like a, or for, I believe it was, she played at the highest level in basketball at some point. So was a pretty good athlete and talked about being a tomboy. So not just, you know, lashes and fingernails or whatever you want, whatever people want to say, but somebody who was a competitive athlete, great in school, all of that. So kind of has the bona fides, if you will.
Yep, 100%. She was a collegiate athlete. She was an entrepreneur, a business owner before she joined Turning Point. She's just as much of a hard worker as Charlie. And I think that's why they were such a great pair. I mean, he had an incredible work ethic. She said that he did not complete his work, but he had no unfinished business, and that he always used 100% of every day. And I think she's the same kind of woman. And I'm really excited to see what the future has for Turning Point with Erica at the helm. And I just, our hearts go out to her and the entire Turning Point family. What they were able to put together to remember Charlie was nothing short of amazing. I mean, there were hundreds of thousands of people, top-notch security, so many things that could have gone wrong, and they did it in a week. And then they also talked about how Charlie was always saying, how do we get the Holy Spirit in a Trump rally? And then they, you know, they said that we did it.
Yes.
We did it. And they did. And that's all Charlie wanted to do. He wanted to give people the tools to take control of their life and their destiny and remind people that they weren't victims of circumstance, is that they can be victors in anything. And I'm so excited to see the future. And I'm sorry to have lost him so early, but there's so much future. There's so much hope. There's so much promise.
Yeah. And I will say this about it, that when we talk about the mental health crisis in America, whether it's some of these deranged individuals that we're hearing about tragically within the headlines, or even in children, preteens and teenagers in the mental health crisis, I think part of it is that, and that's with Turning Point USA and what you're talking about, I think we have a spiritual or lack thereof crisis in America. I think it goes hand in hand. Everything that you're for, Angela Banks, that you and your family are for, that's really what would restore, right? Restore our mental health as Americans. Mm-hmm. And I think this is the answer to that, and telling young people, live a purpose-driven life.
Mm-hmm. Live a purpose-driven life, live a God-fearing life, get married, have kids, find joy, speak truth, all very basic, simple concepts that it's, you know, once you commit the discipline, the self-discipline, that's another thing that anybody around Charlie, anybody around Erica could definitely witness, the discipline, the self-discipline, just to be the best version of themselves always. And it's, the men heard it, the Forgotten Sons of the West, they would always say that they were just looking for direction, someone to say, you're not the cause of all of society's problems, but you can be the solution. And every single one of us can. There's no limits to who can positively impact the world around you. And I think that was one of my biggest takeaways when it came to Charlie Kirk.
You know, I had seen that at Turning Point USA, the numbers are staggering as far as donations flowing in, as far as new applications for new branches across the country at college campuses. And, you know, I just wonder for you, as far as your involvement in this, what I saw that Turning Point USA, they always have, it's close to Christmas time. It's in December. They have a big convention planned in there in Phoenix, Arizona. What's next for you with Turning Point USA and your involvement? Because I know that obviously you're there for other reasons in Phoenix, Arizona.
So AmFest is phenomenal. I'm expecting to go again this year. I've been to SAS Student Action Summit. I'd love to have a more defined relationship with Turning Point, and I'll work on that. But, you know, as long as there's, any type of work that they need help, I will volunteer. Even though Turning Point is for students in high school and in college, there's room and spaces for adults. There's room and spaces for parents. Turning Point Faith is another initiative, which is amazing. And that's something that really kind of just gets everybody back to faith, and a big part of the America Fest and even Student Action Summit and all of the other conferences they portion. And so, you know, I'm not as blessed as Charlie. I wasn't able to hear my calling and walk so purposefully at such a young age, but anything that I'm called to do and anything I feel like just benefits my children and myself and the people around me, I'm going to go for it. So, watch out. There's always work for me to do. You know, I'm a cheerleader for the country and a cheerleader for good. So there's always something I'm involved in.
Well, Angelina Banks, Moms for America, we just appreciate you checking in. We hope that the conversation continues. We want to follow you as with your journey, what you're doing, but Pennsylvania mom who wants to be involved in this. And we just thank you so much for taking the time. It's a beautiful message out of such a tragedy, but I think for sure this is just getting started in a new American movement, not just a faith-based Christian movement or faith-based family movement, but like I say, a women's movement inspiring a lot of young women. And maybe that's the role now Erica Kirk takes, because we heard more about how Charlie was inspiring young men. But now I think it's taking a little turn.
Definitely. And I'm here for it. Anything to bring back a little modesty or a little virtue or just anything. There's a lot of broken people out there. And if there's anything that a public figure like she can do to help heal those people, the young girls, the older women, anyone who's broken, if there's an answer, you know, hopefully she can help lead people to it.
Angelina Banks, thank you so much. Until next time. Thanks, Angelina. God bless. Yeah, Angelina is just wonderful to join us and just give us the feel for, you know, for what it was like to be inside that packed stadium. And then you imagine outside the stadium, there were news reporters reporting live from outside. It was very hot. It's, you know, Arizona this time of year, and people stuck it out. And much like Angelina had said, people were getting there a full day before, spending the night. And then you think about that. Trump's speech went into the evening, into the 6 p.m. hour. I just wanted to read you that piece, that little clip of the Washington Post, where they were talking about, and the topic was about widows, and that we've never seen in a generation this kind of assassination that has captured our hearts, not just in America, but in the world. And then talking about these widows of men slain, and really focusing on Martin Luther King Jr., Malcolm X, they put in there, John F. and Robert F. Kennedy. And then making the point, as they said, that Charlie Kirk was in fact known for making, quote, numerous disparaging remarks about black people. And so that's why they were hesitant, and this was in the Washington Post writing this, to bring Charlie Kirk to the stature of iconic civil rights leaders or even a president. And so that's the part that I really took issue with, as they're just stating it as fact. No attribution, just stating that Charlie Kirk made numerous disparaging remarks about black people. So I'm pushing back and I'm giving my challenge to the Washington Post, to WAPO. Never happened. So prove me wrong, WAPO. Prove me wrong. Put it online. Put it on social media. Where give at least one time when Charlie Kirk himself made a disparaging remark about black people, because I'm saying it never happened. But what I will do in my challenge around the corner, so I do have evidence of those who knew Charlie, befriended Charlie, supported Charlie, and what they are pushing back on when this goes viral, when this kind of claim, which is a lie, goes viral. So I'll put forth my evidence. Washington Post, shame, shame on you. You owe Charlie Kirk, his family, his followers, a huge apology. Put up or shut up.
Shame.
Yes.
Shame.
There it is. Thank you, Dan Borowski.
Get the bell.
There's the bell.
Shame.
The bell tolls for the WAPO, Washington Post, low energy. Took four people to write this article, and they didn't even get it right. The Dawn Show continues right after this. And you've heard me talk about Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding, how much I love all of the additions that Chapman has done in my home. You know by now, if I needed windows, doors, siding, sucker remediation, I would only use the Chapman family team. But did you know that they can also replace your rooftop? Family-owned and operated, Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding. They've been around for three decades in our region, and they're committed to providing high-quality work by paying attention to all the details. They spend that time to understand your needs, and yes, your financial needs too. They do have financing available. So whether you or somebody you know, you're looking for a new roof, windows, doors, siding, shutters, give them a call. You can text them, 610-431-8898. ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. Don't forget to tell them Dawn sent you.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.